This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And for a lot of reasons, the alt-rights, you know, for these sort of weird sort of white nationalist reasons, they feel he's advancing white Christianity, whatever it is. Russia is an adversary of the United States.
Advancement of white nationalist ideology or something like that. That was Joy Reid of MSNBC being interviewed, explaining how a world leader might interact with another world leader and how that's racist. Now, when Barack Obama was over talking with Medvedev and met with Putin, it wasn't racist. It had nothing to do with black nationalism. It had nothing to do with anything. It was just a guy going over to do what he's supposed to do. But no, Trump's in office, so we got a whole other spin. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. If you want to call us, 844-551-8255. I listen to these leftists who are still in analysis mode and, of course, fixated on Russia, and I don't get them. I don't think you get them either. It doesn't matter how many times they're told that nobody cares about Russia outside of the droning that they do. If they feel like it's getting them an audience, or, you know, the only thing I can think, honestly, is that they feel like if they say it enough, the audience will believe it. I know most of the people that I've talked to, the conservatives, could not care less about Russia. They understand we've got to deal with all the countries. But these guys, it just, they seem to believe that they're going to convince you, whether you like it or not, they're going to convince you that there's more to this Russia story than you've ever believed in your life. That's what they're going to convince you of. That's why these people are dangerous. I want you to understand that they know this narrative is false. Everyone, in their own minds, they know it. It's kind of like when I was watching the show Malcolm X, made by Spike Lee and played by Denzel Washington. And the character Malcolm X finds out that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is having sex with all the girls in his congregation. And he goes to meet with him and says, you know, my brother, you know, Malcolm, Honorable Elijah Muhammad or whatever, he says, the congregation is talking. They're saying, you know, that you're doing these things, and I'm telling them no. And they're going, no, you're delusional, Malcolm. And he says, huh. Well, I tell you what, Malcolm, he goes, it is true. He goes, but I'm supposed to spread my seed. This is what I'm supposed to do. So don't worry about what I'm doing. You still have to go live the honorable life. In other words, you know, I'll do as I say, not as I do. You got to go teach people to do this, but it's my responsibility to spread my seed. That was his rationale. And when Malcolm X goes back and he's with his wife, Betty Shabazz, he's having a problem with this. He's like, I don't get this. I believed in everything this man said. And he tried to go out and he tried to continue to preach it. I'm telling you, leftists are having this same epiphany. They know exactly what's going on, but they've got to say it. Because to not say it erases years, decades of their dogma. It's who they stand for. You are trying to get them to admit they are completely and utterly wrong about the way they feel about you, about politics, about Trump, about Obama, about the Democrat Party, about progressivism. You think they're going to spin on a dime on that? No, they're in soul search mode. And there's millions of them in soul search mode going, this is wrong. I don't get it. I talked earlier about Eric Erickson and his ideas around the Republicans and his mea culpa on Trump, you know, that tested his conservatism, which I'm not going to debate it. He's not as conservative as I am, that's for sure. But these people are struggling with this, and you've got to help them. You've got to say, I told you, ha, 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 I told you Barack Obama sucked. I told you Obamacare sucked. I told you his foreign policy was reckless. I told you his domestic policy was a joke. It was smoke and mirrors. I told you. Because if you don't do that, they slip back. They keep believing the hype. It's Barack Obama in this analogy, in this metaphor. He is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He's saying, no matter what I do, it cannot be wrong. You just keep preaching our ideology, leftists, and Joy Reid and Chris Matthews and Chris Hayes and Ed Schultz and all those leftists out there, Rachel Maddow, they keep preaching it. They keep saying it over and over, hoping to believe it, knowing it's a lie. They know Russia's a lie. They know Trump's not a misogynist. They know lots of things. They know that illegal immigration is bad for this country. They know that refugees are bad for this country because they become terrorists. They're not assimilating. They know that not having an America First policy has ruined this country. They know all the things that you know from basic common sense. You don't have to go read an article, people. Pay attention to me. You don't have to read an article. You don't have to listen to a pundit. You don't have to study civics in high school. Nothing to know that people coming over illegal are bad for this country. You don't have to do any of those things to know that bringing terrorists into your midst is not only going to disrupt your way of life, it's going to cost you a fortune when you have to fight against them. You know that these people that are coming over into this country are not assimilating, they're not becoming part of the American culture, the fabric of what we've established, and it is headed for disaster. You know that fake news around the Russians is not doing this nation any good, that not rallying around the person we put in charge is not the right thing. Look, you could say, well, Kevin, you didn't rally around President Obama or Barack Obama. You'd be right. But it isn't because I didn't want to. It's because he didn't do anything to rally around. Donald Trump has addressed the North Korean situation. He's addressing trade. He's addressing the economy. He's addressing foreign affairs. You know, people argue, okay, he hasn't put all his people in place. Yeah, did they tell you that the Democrats are fighting all of his nominations? Oh, yeah, well, there is that little fact that they are fighting some. But still, he hasn't put as many as Barack Obama, and he got fought. Okay, fine. And then they say, well, it's because of Trump's lack of leadership that he can't get his appointments done. Really, you think it's because of a lack of leadership? Or maybe do you think it's because he doesn't have friends on the Republican side either? See, Obama's friends were his friends. They would take bullets. They would lay him down in front of a tank for him. Do you think McConnell or Ryan or any of most of those Republicans in Congress would do the same for Donald Trump? No, they're a bunch of pansies. So anyway, we got tons to talk about. I'm going to put these people on Front Street today, and as I do every day, because they deserve it. They are liars, disingenuous to our cause. And we need to know this, and we need to battle them every day and let them know they're not in charge. We are.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Radio show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. You guys want to do? Let's do some headlines. We haven't done headlines. I mean, we did them like. Did we do them early in the week? Even if we did them early in the week, we should do them again. And there's one that caught my eye. A headline. I didn't even look at the story, but I saw. There's an app for cyberbullying. An app for cyberbullying. How can you be bullied? I mean, look, I get it. You get an email account and somebody says, I hate you. I get those all the time. I got this one guy writes to me all the time. He was a guy that threatened to beat me up if I went to Chicago. Said, if you come to Chicago, you let me know where you are, I'm going to come beat you up. So I went to Chicago, I let him know where I was, and he chickened out. And he said, oh, you were probably going to have the cops there. I'm like, yeah, nice try. But he chickened out. Now he writes to me. He's no longer challenging me, but he'll write and say something like, Obama's the greatest thing in the world, and Trump, you can blank, 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 and I can't tell you what he writes. And yeah, it's theoretically cyberbullying if I gave a crap. Go, oh my God, he's writing to me and he's mean. I don't care. He's a pansy. You know what I wrote him back? I said, you know what? You not showing up when you threaten me and me going there and waiting on you proves how big of a pansy you are. And you have to go to sleep at night knowing you're a punk. See, I don't have to. Now, I'm not looking for a fight, but I want these leftists to understand I'm not afraid of you in any way, shape, or form. I put the gauntlet down many times on this program and said, you guys, we're 3 degrees of separation from the smartest people you know, but that you believe are smart. Get these college professors, get these political pundits, have them come debate little old Kevin. All I have are degrees in electrical engineering, computer science, and math. I don't have degrees in political science. I don't have degrees in history. I don't have degrees in philosophy. I mean, surely they could get, and here's what I would suggest. Put a team of those people together, and I'll still debate you. I'm the Bobby Fischer of this here thing right here, baby. You get all your leftists, give me the problem, and you know how Bobby Fischer would just go from chessboard to chessboard to chessboard and just make a move real quick, and he'd beat everybody in the room? That's what I would do to leftists. Give them their topic. Put your teams together. You guys take 5 minutes and start playing. I'll come out of my green room, and I'll look at your chessboard and go, bloop, and move. And I'll move the next one, bloop, and I'll move. And I'll keep doing that all day long, and I will spank all of you, because that's what I do. I'm not worried about leftists. So, again, have them call the show, 844-551-8255. Unlike leftist radio hosts, I'll let you talk. I'll let you do whatever you want. And I've said this to many of you. If you want to make it fun, if you want me to make it fun, I'll do it this way. I will only ask questions. I won't give any commentary. I'll just ask questions. And I'll give myself a limit of 20 questions just to make it fun. And let's see what happens. Let's see how these leftists handle it. Anyway, there's an app for cyberbullying. I was shocked to hear this. An app for cyberbullying. What does somebody do? I mean, again, I understand people do not want to change their email addresses or change, you know, their Facebook page or whatever. I get it. But you can block people. But there's an app for cyber. I don't even know what it would do. How can you, like, capture the URL of the person bullying you? And, you know, what does it do? And, you know, they've made such a big deal of these kids that are apparently committing suicide because they're getting, oh, so-and-so is sending me nasty grams on Instagram or My Tooth or whatever it may be. Or a comedian said it was called My Face. Your father's over here on My Face. He's a Jewish guy. He says, Mom, never say that again. Well, I have lots of friends on My Face. It's funny. It was a funny set. Cyberbullying. What, you can block. You can report. You can make it spam. You don't even have to read it. I don't get it. But apparently kids are committing suicide over stuff that's being, you know, he's being mean to me. And I'm thinking, wow, dude. I don't want to downplay it because maybe there's a... I haven't studied it. Here's my point. I haven't studied it. But my logical brain says, you know, I can see a kid getting mad because he's getting bullied physically. You know, somebody's taking his lunch money, beating him up when he goes to school. I understand that more than I do a cyber bully. Cyber bullies are controllable in so many ways that that's why I don't understand it. So, anyway, that was one story that I saw. I saw this one. Pelosi said Republican budget stirs up violence. And I was like, really? How? The budget, 78% of the budget is set. Nobody can do anything about it. So you got 22% you're working with. And what does it do? Is it promoting, you know, I mean, what is it doing? How could you stir up more violence than exists today with your budget? What did it do? Did it cut needed services from black folks? You guys are, Kevin, that's kind of, I don't know how I feel about that comment. What, a black man talking about black folks rioting because they're not getting something for free? Yeah, that doesn't happen, huh? Or some, you know, innocuous thing occurs and they decide to burn down a neighborhood and loot some stores? How could a Republican budget stir up violence when a tweet can stir up violence? Cop shoots legitimate crook, stirs up violence. Doesn't matter what it is. So what's the budget doing? I mean, we got defense spending, we got domestic spending, blah, blah, blah. What could stir up violence? Unless the foreigners are mad because they aren't getting enough money, the illegals. Nancy Pelosi should be ashamed of herself. The Republican budget stirs up violence. I didn't read the story. That's against the spirit of the headlines. So you may know more about me, but I've heard Pelosi say some stupid things. I've heard her say that 500 million people a day would die. I've heard her say you got to pass the bill to see what's in the bill. I've heard many things that this woman has said, like word. My favorite word is the word. We talked about this stuff. I don't understand her. So when I see her say the Republican budget stirs up violence, I want to know. What is it doing? Is it paying gangs? Is it taking money away from gangs? Because, see, they'll tell you, oh, it's taking money out of after-school programs, and the Congressional Budget Office scored it as killing 14 million people. You know, the body count for Obamacare being repealed is now up to 26 million was the last report I saw. Everybody up to this point had been quoting 22 million. Now, Obamacare's got 10 million on it now, supposedly. Then I heard this. I heard it's over the next period of years, by the year 2030, it's expected to have killed 20 to 30 million, 22 to 30 million people. And the left wonders why we don't pay attention to them, why we've marginalized them. There's no discourse between Republicans and Democrats because Democrats are bat crap crazy. They are guano.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Bug Be Gone 32-ounce concentrate, ready to spray, or 10-pound bag is your choice, two for just $10. There's no magic to making bugs disappear, but there is Bug Be Gone. It'll knock out over 100 types of insects for fewer pests in your lawn and more money in your pocket. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Bug Be Gone. Your choice, two for just $10. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Great melting pot, and this room is evidence of that. But you know, there are certain ethnicities that you will never see in certain occupations. Hello, you are reaching the New York City office of the Ku Klux Klan. Our office is rotating in the Chinatown. If you don't like a black people, press 1. If you don't like a Jew, press 2. Para español, oprima número 3.
All right, everybody, welcome back. So we've got stereotypes, right? There are stereotypes about everything. There are stereotypes about blondes. There are stereotypes about redheads. And by the way, some of those happen to be true. I'll use the redheads as an example. Most redheads do not tan very well. That's a stereotype. Now, that's one that physiologically can be proven to some degree. It is the overwhelming majority of redheads do not want to be out in the sun. They burn. They get like lobsters. Now, there's also one, they're fiery. Yeah, that's more subjective. Could be true, may not, maybe not. But it's a stereotype. There are stereotypes of there's hardly a nationality that doesn't have a stereotype. Gender stereotypes, etc. But we make such a big deal about them. Stereotypes happen because people make observations. It's like the Chinese that watch how the animals fought. So I'll give you Kung Fu. Kung Fu has praying mantis style of fighting. If you watch the Kung Fu people to do praying mantis, you know immediately the style that they have because they put their hands up like a praying mantis. These people studied an insect and came up with a fighting technique. That's how much you can stereotype. If you watch praying mantis style of Kung Fu, you don't even need to see the bug. The bug is, it hands up and it grabs you and of course it starts eating you. And in the actual Kung Fu, they don't eat you, but they will beat you. So, stereotypes come because people are observant. They watch something. There are old men that watch, sit out on a porch in little towns, and they go, yep, that boy ain't up to no good right there. You know what? They can stereotype you because they watch human nature. But we make stereotypes bad. And I want to, all this is to bring you to your attention this article that I saw. And it was written in, and it was from The Blaze, and of course they got it from somewhere else, but it says the United Kingdom's Advertising Standard Authority, a self-regulatory organization of the advertising industry, is cracking down on gender stereotypes to which advertisers so often appeal. Do you understand what I'm telling you? They're saying, essentially, we're going to crack down on things that target men or use men or women in a stereotypical fashion. We're going to asexualize the industry. The organization is banning advertisements that portray what it has deemed potentially harmful gender stereotypes. So those funny Mr. Clean ads, they write, and the famous Jell-O commercials appealing to overworked moms would likely be banned in the UK. I'm guessing Mr. Clean's going to get banned because he's so good-looking and bald. No, I'm kidding. That just happened to be me. No, Mr. Clean's going to get banned because it's always him and some woman cleaning the floor. These ads have been going for ages. And I don't know how much they sell Mr. Clean or don't. If Mr. Clean had a dude cleaning the floor, I think he'd sell just as much. I don't think it's a gender-related thing. I don't people go, if Mr. Clean would have a man cleaning the floor, I would not buy his product. I don't think people care. We've seen women clean floors more often, but I've seen male maids in hotels. You know, guys cleaning up. I've seen them. It's mostly women. But it would not offend my sensibilities to see the other. But some of these ads have problematic scenarios. Ads depicting a family making a mess while the woman is left to clean it up. Commercials suggesting a specific activity is inappropriate for boys because it's stereotypically associated with girls or vice versa. And the advertisement showing men trying and failing to carry out simple parental household tasks. Well, good. We finally got one that is men. Because let me tell you, if you want to look at how things have been going, it's that men are just so stupid. They can't do anything. In a news release on the matter, the ASA, that's what they call it, they've shortened it, Advertising Standards Authority, determined a tougher line was needed on advertisements that portrayed stereotypical gender roles or characteristics which can potentially cause harm, including ads which mock people for not conforming to gender stereotypes. See, this is social engineering at its finest. The advertising industry is now saying, we're going to paint the world as not being male or female. See, there's only two genders. You can have all kinds of sexuality, but there are only two genders. There are male and female, and you can say, well, there's a sexuality where people have to choose. But the fact of the matter is, even with hermaphrodites, they still know that that's dual sex organ people. Very rare. But those people get, you know, if you do their antibodies, you can find out what gender they are. If you want to run DNA, you'll find out, oh, he's more boy or more girl. But you can see one of, you know, a hermaphrodite being like, okay, well, I get it. But there's the two genders, and then there's a little free diggy, as we'd say. But the ASA argues that troublesome ads can, and here's a quote, can restrict the choices, aspirations, and opportunities of children, young people, and adults. The new regulations go into effect next year, and those who refuse to comply with the updated codes, which is rare, they say, could face sanctions from the self-regulatory body. Somebody has decided in the advertising industry in the UK to implement this. It's not like businesses got together and said, you know what, we feel like our advertising is really being this or that. It's a societal thing among advertisers to say, you'll get penalized if you don't capitulate to this. Let me tell you what's next over there. What's next over there is they're going to tell you, here's what you better say about Muslims. Here's what you better say about black crime. This is the slope. It's not even a slippery slope. It's just, it's Teflon, you get on the slope, it's gone. There is no, well, it's a slippery slope of this. It is a slope that once you go down it, there's no coming back. It's a slope to hell. And it's crazy to me that we do I hear these stories and I can't believe it. There, by the way, these types of things are happening right in the United States. They're happening here. And let me tell you, if you're going to advertise in the UK, then people are going to say, oh, you have to do it this way. The only way we thwart this is Donald Trump says, if you're going to do business in the United States, you must relax your advertising standards of the American people. We're not going to do our advertisements the way you want them to be done. Now, I will tell you, having traveled pretty extensively, when you go overseas, every advertiser changes their, not necessarily the color, but they change the way they advertise the product. Doritos bag looks like Doritos, but it doesn't look like Doritos. It almost looks like a knockoff. You look at any of the packaging when you get to London or you get to France or you get to Japan or whatever, it changes dramatically. And even the taste, the flavor profiles will change based on the market. They say Ella Smillie, lead author of the ASA, reports that gender stereotypes in advertising can contribute to harm for adults and children. I will tell you this. I've never looked at an advertising. Oh, my God. As a black man, oh, my, I don't even know what I want to be now. I mean, seriously? They say such portrayals can limit how people see themselves, how others see them, and limit the life decisions they take. Boy, talk about pompous to think, you know, we have a responsibility. We are powerful. Tougher standards in the areas we've identified will address harms and ensure the modern society is better represented. The ASA, though, did say it doesn't plan on banning every stereotype, like women cleaning and men performing DIY jobs. However, if that's the case, it's difficult to imagine the organization exercising equal treatment across the board. How do you do it? Who regulates them? Who says one thing is, you know, stereotypical versus the other? For me, it's a whole other can of worms. This is ridiculous. But it's happening right before your eyes. And I would love to see our Commerce Department say, I tell you what, you bring this gender-specific crap to the United States and we're sending it back. You can't bring your product in with that gender-specific nonsense or whatever they call it.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. RacePimping.com is where you can get my book, and I hope you will. Please do. Lots going on. I'm going to be in New York later in the month. By the way, I've got a big trip planned with one of my good friends, a guy by the name of Foster Freeze. We're going fishing up in Vancouver. He invited me up. And I got to tell you, Foster is such a hoot. I'll give you details when I come back because I don't want to spoil it, but what an amazing guy, and just treats me like family, and I got to tell you, I've been just blessed to become a part of whatever he's into. And Foster All the orchestration that he wants for this trip, it's actually pretty funny to watch. Anyway, I'll tell you more about that when I get back. I have much more to do with the Iranian resistance group that I'm working with. We're going to be doing a lot of work with them. I came back from Paris, had to get my bearings again, but it is vitally important that we get the word out to Donald Trump, President Trump, about what Iran is doing and make sure that he stays on track with the agenda that we need him to stay on. Which brings me to Tea Party Community. Hope you join teapartycommunity.com. We're relaunching here in a few days, and it is going to blow your mind what we're doing. So get used to looking at it's something different, and we're about to launch our advertising campaign for that, and I'm going straight after all the frauds in this industry that have done nothing to further our cause. So anyway, that's what we've got going on, among other things. Our trust is up and running. You're going to start seeing information on that. Your donations will now be tax deductible if you want to entrust us with your funds to go do the right thing. And it was funny how we set it up, but where I had to figure out, and we've been working on this for the better part of 2 or 3 years, trying to figure out the best way for you guys to help out, but get, you know, some benefit from it, because it's breaking us. I mean, I can't tell you how much personal money. It's seven figures. I didn't have a whole lot of seven figures, but the little bit we had went into it, and we just couldn't forego it anymore. And I want you guys to help, and I know you want to, but a lot of times you'll ask, hey, Kevin, is it tax deductible? Well, it is now, so you'll get information on that. Want to move into this story. Bill Nye, the science guy, who's got a degree in mechanical engineering, but they call him the science guy. He knows everything. Global climate change has become his big deal because Bill Nye, like most people on the left, has figured out how to make money off of nonsense. He's the Al Gore. He's like a surrogate of Al Gore in this regard. And that's the way you stay at the forefront. That's how you take a mechanical engineering degree and turn it into 10 times more than what it is. Because ask yourself this, how many mechanical engineers do you know? I mean, if I said, give me three mechanical engineers that are, you know, front and center, Mr. Floor, I put a gun to your head, you might as well just tell me to kill you. You know, mechanical engineers they're like trombone players. How many oh my God, have you ever heard him play the trombone? Said nobody ever. I'm just saying, I played the trombone. That's the instrument I learned in school. And I'm telling you, the trumpet players got a lot of play. The guitar players get a lot of play. Piano players get some play. Drummers, trombone players, not so much. Bill Nye, the writers of Bill Nye Saves the World, got an Emmy nomination for their Netflix show, Sexual Spectrum. The episode, Sexual Spectrum. The controversial episode is known because it featured a musical number called My Sex Junk. Heavily criticized song about sexual and gender fluidity. This is a show that Bill Nye, the science guy, the guy who wants to get inside the mind of your children, who want them to believe he's the guy that knows how the world works, and he has a show, Sexual Spectrum episode on his Netflix show. The song on the show was called My Sex Junk. And it was to teach people, listen, you may be a boy, but that doesn't mean you don't want some, you know, some loving from behind. I don't know. How do you put that for radio? How do you do it? In a number, actress Rachel Bloom and two backup dancers danced as Bloom sang lyrics like, sexuality's a spectrum and everyone is on it. Even you might like it if you sit up on it. She didn't stutter on it, though. She just said, if you sit up on it. Meanwhile, Nye pretends that he's DJing at a turntable. I'm not going to play the song. It's not worth it. But I'm just telling you, when you think about everything that the left does to go after your kids, we just talked about a masturbation video put on by parents. Now, you know it's some leftist organization, some pedophile organization, probably NAMBLA or somebody that said, hey, teach your kids about masturbation at the age of 10. Look, your kids are going to find out about masturbation from their buddies. If you want to have that talk, have the talk. But it's your decision as to when you need to do this. Somebody shouldn't be telling you, shouldn't have this thing floating out there where your kids are going to be, you know, bump into it like Disney and go, oh, geez. And then you get 10 years old, your son comes up and goes, hey, what's masturbation, Dad? It's crazy. What about Teen Vogue? Did we talk about this? Teen Vogue teaching kids about anal sex. Teen Vogue. Did I mention what magazine it was? Teen Vogue? We're not talking Vogue that's telling adults, hey, listen, you want to experiment with sex in your ear? Here's you're up your nostril. Look, I don't care where adults have sex and what you do. That's your business. But how about you let teens graduate into the way that their life is going to be for them before you start sexualizing them? That's what the left does. They want to speed things up. Let me tell you something. Man is one of the only creatures on the planet who can actually slow things down. Who can say, you know what? I'm not going to let you worry about your sexuality. And here's what's interesting about man. When we were cavemen, we lived to be 30. So for a child, a girl to reach puberty at the age of 12 and a boy at 13 and them to have a child, they were in midlife 2 years later. So you can understand them going, hey, I guess this is what we do. And they have their kids and they run off to another cave, blah, blah, blah. Rest is history. Life expectancy was pretty small, pretty young. Even into the medieval times, and you can go look up the numbers, but average life maybe expectancy went up to 50 years. So 25 years, you were middle-aged. So people having babies at 14, 15 was not unusual. Then we got into the 60s, and people having babies at 18, 19, 20, I'm talking not the 60s time frame, but, living to be 60. People having babies in their 19, 20 years old was, pretty par for the course. Then we got where people's average age life expectancy was, 70s. And so then adults said, you know what, we can hold off a little bit longer. Maybe we wait until we're 25, 30 years old because it gives us more time to learn each other. And on and on. And here's what you're doing. You're extending the time that you get to enjoy life. But you're also extending the time that your children get to enjoy life, because if you wait longer, you're more adjusted as a human being. You spend more time with mama or papa, learning each other, building stronger relationships. So by the time you have kids, they're going to be better adjusted, because you should theoretically be better adjusted. You're also more prepared to give them a longer childhood. How many of us would like to go back, have our childhoods extended now that you've been an adult for a while? Look, I get it. We rush to get out. We want to be out of mom and dad. But if mom and dad were well adjusted, you might stay longer. I know that's how I felt many times. I mean, not that my grandparents weren't well adjusted, but I'm saying, my grandparents got me because my mother died. But let's say my mother had me at 30 as opposed to 20 and hadn't died. Well, she was struggling. She was a single mom. She got married, remarried when she died, but she was a struggling mom. But if she were 30 and well-adjusted, and I came into the world and I had, nicer little things and she could do more things, I could go to baseball camps and stuff. I never went to baseball camp. I never went to football camp. I was telling my son the other day, when you go to camp for a week in a summer, you've done more than I did my entire life, and you do it every summer. You've been doing it every summer since you were 5 years old. But Bill and I, these people, they want to sexualize your children earlier and earlier, make them adults before your children are even ready to be adults. Now, that's not to say I want kids staying in the basement till they're 26 or till they're 36 or whatever, which is what tends to happen with leftists. But give your children time to grow up. They don't need to be fathers and mothers at the age of 13, which is what we're seeing now in the black community and in the poor communities. They don't even need to be fathers and mothers at the age of 18. How about they get into their 20s, their late 20s, before we start looking at stuff like this? That's all I'm saying. My sex junk. I got you, sex junk.
won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.